Vodka episode number 20. Today is the 21st of June 2022, and I'm your host, Ellen. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. It's been a pleasure.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot Door AI.
Many thanks to NetGalley, Text Publishing, and the author for supplying me with an advance copy of This Is a Pleasure, by Noni Blake, in return for an honest review. It has been a pleasure. Noni Blake is available on Amazon, the Book Depository, and other good book retailers, such as your local bookstore. It has been a pleasure. Noni Blake may look like a rom-com on its surface, but this story is much more about Noni realizing her self-worth, discovering the person that she truly wants to become. Ultimately, it has been a pleasure. Noni Blake is a book about growing up, believing in the voice inside of you, and learning that the most important love story is not the one you have with anyone else, it is the one you have with yourself. It has been a pleasure. Noni Blake begins with our titular characters agonizing over the etiquette for one-night stands, whether to leave a note when sneaking or not. As Noni Blake goes on a pleasure-seeking mission that takes her halfway across the globe, she finds out she may just get everything, and everybody, she has ever wanted. It is not often I am scared, and following along as Noni goes on her quest for pleasure is a goddamned joy. Noni's pleasure quest did not involve plans to meet a handsome Scottish guy, but she found herself drawn to the tattoo artist. As she gets to know him more, Noni realizes that the plans she has made for her life might not line up with her heart. Of course, things do not turn out this way, and Noni crosses paths with a beautiful Viking tattoo artist, Bo. Noni ends up having some totally ridiculous flirtations, but also has a surprising romantic development. I love the steamy scenes so much, as it is so comforting for Noni with her partners, and even dating is absolutely blissful reading. Of course, you cannot just always go to the same place where it is nice working with you every time, that would be just a little bit too repetitious. However, in conversation, using it was a pleasure working with you is most appropriate when talking in a work-related context, as well as an academic one. Today, we are going to dive into the details of It Has Been a Pleasure Working With You and look at a few more ways of saying this business-related expression. This idea applies to not just It Has Been a Pleasure Working With You, but also a whole bunch of other business English expressions. The formal It Has Been a Pleasure Working With You is used more commonly when writing a voluntary resignation letter, or when someone is leaving a business. Not only restricted to resignation letters, it has been a pleasure working with you can be used in other gratitude-related contexts and events. In a still more concrete topic, it has been a pleasure working with you is just the opposite of looking forward to working with you, as the latter is used when someone is going to join a team or company. It has been my pleasure working with you, is a simple expression of pleasure or satisfaction, spoken upon completion of activities or tasks, or working with support or escort from another. Most people typically say it has been a pleasure working with you in order to show their civility and show absolute delight and respect for the partner. Expressing I enjoyed somebody else's firm means, I would like to work with you again, and thanks for being patient with me. My supervisor, Mr. James, asked me to express my sincere thanks to you for the great collaboration, and say that working with you has been an enjoyable experience for many years. As much as working with somebody from a different company has been a pleasure, I am looking forward to working for you again. It has been a pleasure working with you, and I look forward to working with you again in the future, if another opportunity arises. The wonderful thing is, these amazing experts today are some of the greatest have seen in magazines, books, and more, so to be working with them has been an enormous pleasure. Hell, they essentially encouraged Noni Blake to do her own list of delights, which came after sitting down one evening and listing the opportunities that should have been there, and were not. The pleasure hunt has seen Noni Blake's shopping for lingerie, eating without feeling guilty, and taking part in a nude photo shoot. Speaking of being a failure, Noni Blake feels this in various ways, like in her work, love life, or even in the things that she wants in life. Sexy and joyous, This Is a Pleasure is a story about one woman's struggle to
accept the idea that seeking, and even prioritizing, pleasure is okay. Then throw in the best European road trip spin on this tale, and we get this profound, gorgeous tale about Noni seeking a sense of belonging in her own life. Some of the brave choices are quite intimate and sexual, while others are more generic choices about life that at times also lead to Nope by Noni Blake. The last was one where you had just started working with a new coworker or boss, and wanted to make sure they felt comfortable on your team. That is, there are still a few things that we could fine-tune. It was great working with you so far, so as to properly address our recipient expectations.
This was It's Been a Pleasure, by Podka, and this was episode number 20. My name is Ellen Ellis, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot Door AI.